Why'd you eat the whole thing?
Because
you snuck in my room and got them and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good morning and welcome to the Community Living Show. I'm Michael and I'm without Kelly today, and our awesome tech person. And usually the person that helps me keep everything in line. And we have a guest today, and from Sense Afloat Spa in White Rock, BC. And here, I'll get you a little bit about who they are and what they are in just a second here. This is why I need Kelly. Keep me on track, right? Okay. So, Sense Afloat Spa and Rest Wellness Center in White Rock, BC, started as an idea of four open, innovative, forward-thinking entrepreneurs, and we're going to interview one of them today, Carolina. Flotation is unknown to us just a couple years ago, and what started as an idea today is a reality. And she's going to talk to us about the benefits of actually floating. So I'm going to bring Carolina on right now. Hopefully she is there.
Yes, here I am.
Good morning, Carolina.
Hi, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Now, I know that... I'm probably pronouncing your name more English than Spanish. So say your name in Spanish for us so that everybody gets the real pronunciation.
In Spanish, it's Carolina.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. But it's fine, it's fine. I'm used to Carolina, too.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's the English pronunciation. I know that I was like, oh, God, I can't think in Spanish today to be able to pronounce your name right. So my apologies for that. So,
okay.
How are things going over there at Sense Afloat?
Good, good. We're open in September, so we are only 4 months out in the public and getting to know Sense Afloat and getting to the people to learn a little bit more about floating. That is still very unknown. So, but we're doing okay. We're growing every day a little bit more. So, yeah, I'm happy about that.
Oh, good. So, tell us a little bit about the story of how you got started with the float spa.
Okay, I was living in Alberta, and I have a friend here in BC, in South Surrey. She's one of the business partners right now, mm-hmm. and we were talking about building a business. We started like in a phone conversation, a very informal thing, and one day she called me and she said, hey, look at this link. Somebody talked to me about these float things. And in that moment, I have no idea what was that. But we start researching and we start floating in different places. And the good thing is, and here it comes, I have arthritis. So I start feeling that an immense relief of my pain after I float. So I said, okay, this is a good thing, right? And with all the research that we did, all the benefits of the float of the Epsom salt in the water, that's how we got convinced to open this float therapy, because it's of great benefit for all kind of people.
Cool. I have arthritis myself, so I still had to schedule my first float with you guys.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you have to come.
I can't wait. So you started it because you realized in yourself that, hey, you were getting some benefit from this, and and you thought you were just thinking, hey, let's put this out to the world?
Exactly. That's how we think about it. I have a background my degree is a physiotherapist. I'm a physiotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always in that health area. Wanted to help people too. So this is great, not only when you have a pain, like it's my case, that I have rheumatoid arthritis, but also for regular people that they consider themselves very healthy, but you don't realize how stress is your life. You don't realize that you're always hooked to a cell phone or a computer or business, and you're running. Like nowadays, our day goes running from point A to B, and you need to stop to slow a little bit and float for 1 hour, because this is excellent for stress too, for anxiety. So we all need it. Like I said, even if you consider yourself very healthy, you still need to float and release all that stress.
So What are one of the reasons? What makes it so relaxing that that your brain lets go of the stress?
Yeah. Okay. So here is the thing. The flow therapy was born. You don't mind we talk about the history of floating before,
yeah.
Michael?
Yeah. Let's get into that.
Okay. So this was born in 1954, and it was created by a doctor. His name was John C. Lilly, and it was a sensory deprivation tank, sensory deprivation therapy, and that's exactly what it was in that moment. So when you don't have any of your senses working, or at least they're blocked to the maximum of a stimulation, then your brain is the one that works. It happens the same when somebody is, let's say, blind. One of the other senses are very powerful. So in this case, that's the theory. You have your senses blocked to stimulation, so your brain is the one that starts working. So how you block all your senses? For example, for the skin, the water in the float is the same temperature of the skin. So you don't feel the water in your skin. It's not like when you're in a swimming pool that you feel the part of your body that is out of the water is cold, for example, and the other part is warm. No, you don't feel that difference. You cannot feel where the water is hitting your skin, because it's the same temperature of your skin. So that way you're blocking the sense of the skin. Now, there's no light, but in our pulse, you can control that. But the ideal is no light, there's no music, there's no smell, and there's no, like I said, the skin. So your senses are blocked to the maximum. So your brain starts working, creating these theta waves that is very slow pace and creates a very deep relaxation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Sorry.
I never thought it would take so much. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I forgot to mention that the water has 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. So this is the other great benefit of the float. First of all, that creates that you float without making any effort. You just sit down in the pot that is only 11 inches deep, and you lean back and you're already floating. So you don't need to swim, to know to swim, nothing. You just float because of the high content of salt. But then your skin absorbs that magnesium in the Epsom salt, and that's what relaxes the muscles and relieves the pain in the joints and muscles.
Wow. So I was going to say, I never thought that it would take that much to turn off all of your senses, you know, and... Then you bring up the benefit of magnesium, because magnesium has a lot of benefits to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I was reading recently that almost nobody has been prescribed to take magnesium, but almost everybody is lacking magnesium in their diets, and it's a very difficult mineral to get in your food. So one of the first sources of intake, let's say, is by your skin, is absorbed easily by your skin. So it's excellent, even if you can do it in your house, just get in the bathtub with one cup of Epsom salt that you can find in the pharmacy. That's excellent, right?
Right.
Because magnesium is a very important mineral in our diets.
Yeah, that is one element that we... I don't know of too many foods that have high concentrations of it. So, but which is easier for it to absorb into your body, through the skin or by eating it? Do you know?
By the skin, and this is what I read. It's not. I'm not saying that it's like it's true. I just read this that when you take a pill of magnesium, it takes 6 weeks to get to the tissue that is in need of this. While if you float or your magnesium absorbed by the skin, it takes 6 hours. So look at the big difference, right? Of the magnesium in the skin is easier than intaken by a pill, a tablet.
Yeah, I think most people, if you didn't see a benefit within 6 weeks, you're like, oh, I'm giving up.
Yeah.
But 6 hours, you're going to keep coming back again and again. Hey, this is working, right?
Yeah.
So I would say skin, in my opinion, would be like, hey, that's the way to go for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I had done a little bit of research on this, and there's two different things. When you're talking about the history of it, they had these like big enclosure tanks and things like that. Is that what you guys use today, or has this grown, or what's going on there?
You're talking about the float pots or the tanks?
Yeah, when I did research on floating, like you said, like way back in the 1950s, there were like these big, huge tanks that they put you inside of, and it was like, and that's how they closed everything off. Now, I'm very claustrophobic, so like a big tank like that is kind of overwhelming. Has that evolved? Are we using something else, or what do you guys? What is it? You said a pod, or is it a tank?
Okay. So nowadays, both exist. The float tanks are square boxes with a lid on one of the short sides, and usually they don't have light inside, so you don't have that option. It's excellent because you're really doing the the deprivation of your senses, right?
Right.
But for many people that is claustrophobic, like you said, and it's the first time you're floating, you don't feel comfortable going into a box that is dark, there are the float pods, that is the ones that we have here at Sense of Float. They are like egg-shaped, and the good thing for claustrophobic people like you, Michael,
yeah,
is that you can leave the lid completely open. So that's a good thing. It's not a small lid. It's a big lid, and you can leave it open. And the other good thing is that they have light inside that you can control from inside. So there's a button that you can press, and you can turn on or off the light. So you can control the environment. Like I always say to people when they said, I'm going to float with the lid open, I said, yeah, okay, try that. You will lose a little bit of heat. You will lose heat faster than if you close it. But you have to do whatever is comfortable for you, because the idea is that you're going to relax, right?
Right.
So, no way to say, okay, go there, turn off the light and close the lid. Because that will be a terrific experience for somebody. But I would say try at least 2 minutes. Close the lid. 2 minutes when you feel comfortable. If you don't like it, just push and open, because it doesn't lock. So that's the good thing. It's just one shell over the other one that you can just push from inside, and it opens very easy. And most of the people that walk in here saying I'm claustrophobic walk out of here saying I closed the lid and I turned off the light and it was amazing. So that's a good thing with the pods, that you can control your environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That was one of the things I didn't actually see, like you described as an egg-shaped pod. I didn't see those when I did, because I always do some kind of research for each guest. But I didn't see it when I actually did floating. Did a Google search on it. I didn't see that. All I found was these tanks, and I was like, wow, I wonder if they had something different, you know? That was one of the questions I had in the back of my head.
So these are very nice, and if somebody wants to see how is a float pod, how they look like, they can go to our website, that is senseoffloatspa.com, and there's in gallery they can see the pictures of the float pods.
Okay.
And they're very, very friendly.
Cool. Okay. So, and you also got around some of the, you know, you said that you have control over unlocking and locking all that kind of stuff from within. So that also helps settles people's minds, especially they had that worried about, hey, I'm locked into something, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And there's no lock. There's nothing that locks. That you're afraid that I'm going to be close inside? No.
Mm-hmm.
One part just rests over the other one, that there's nothing that locks. So that's peace of mind for people. Or you can just close the lid to the and leave just a little bit of space open so you don't get cold, but you're still with the lid a little bit open. Like like I said, you have to be comfortable. You have, and once you know your environment, and once you know how is the pod, where can I turn off the light or on, people start realizing, okay, I can control this thing, right? And they try to close the lid or open, whatever. But they walk out of here very happy, because they feel they're in control of everything, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's really good. That's one of the things, is like trying to stay in control of your senses too, right? So
yeah.
So you allow such a relaxing experience that you can let go of your senses also.
Yeah.
That's really good. I need to go to a break, and we'll be right back with more from Carolina, because Sense of Float does offer other services besides the floating. So I want to talk a little bit more about what else Sense of Float actually has to offer. So we'll be right back in a second.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles, music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Okay, and we're back with Carolina from Sense Afloat Spa. I don't know why that's kind of tongue-twisty for me. So you have other services you offer. It says here the Neuro Spa. What's the Neuro Spa?
Yeah, we have the Neuro Spa Station. And when people ask me what is this, the first word that I always say is amazing, because really it's something amazing. Is made in Canada, in Montreal, very unknown too by the people. Like, nobody knows what is the Neuro Spa, and is really amazing. So the Neuro Spa is a chair that has sounds and vibrations. And I always add, this is not a massage chair. These sounds and vibrations goes at the same time. It's change intensity and rhythm and everything. And they travel through your central nervous system and relax the whole body. So it's amazing because they have a lot of benefits. One of them, of course, is the relaxation. So half an hour in the Neuro Spa is equivalent to 4 hours of very deep sleep. So if you have a very bad night, that I have sometimes, and that's what I know is true because I have tried myself, you have half an hour in the chair and you're perfect after the session. But other of the benefits, of course, is it helps to improve sleep. For people that suffer from insomnia or chronic fatigue, is excellent because it helps with that. It relaxes the muscles. It calms the nervous system. Is excellent for pain and muscle and joint pain, like fibromyalgia. And like I said, stress and anxiety relief, and like is excellent. Or for example, after a long trip, jet lag is one of the benefits too. And the Neuro Spa has two modes. One is the energizing and one is the relaxing. So almost everybody comes for relax. Like, who doesn't want to get relaxed, right?
Right.
But sometimes you have, like I said, let's say a long day ahead and it's midday, you can take the energizing mode. And it's excellent because it gives you if you recharge your batteries, the flow be covered by health benefits. So it's a long path. Imagine chiropractors, acupuncture, many years ago when they were not recognized. So we're working on this, and the moment that this happens is going to be amazing because all these people can have the floats covered by the insurance. And we already have precedents here in BC. I know of a float center where ICBC paid around 40 floats for a client that was involved in a car accident.
Wow.
So we are in the right path, and we're working on that. I don't know how long it will take, But if your doctor recommended the flow therapy, that helps. And if you bring it here to SensaFloat, they know we can give a special price to these people to have the flow therapy as a therapy, because it is. It's a hydrotherapy, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're in that path right now.
I was wondering about that, if it was medically recognized yet, you know, as a therapy. So that would be a really good path for you guys and for what you're doing for people in the area, right?
Yeah, but it still is not recognized. It's still, there's a lot of even doctors that don't know about the flow therapy and they have never flowed before. So this is one of the things that I'm doing, is visiting in my area chiropractors and physios, and that's how I started, and inviting them to come and float, because they need to know what is this in order to prescribe it to their clients. Mm-hmm. So, we're starting. Like I said, this is a long path, and we're just starting.
Well, you seem to be two very determined ladies, so I'm sure that you're going to be in the forefront of that, right?
I hope. Yes. So. Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just really cool that a very needed vitamin or mineral is being provided by your floating, and the relaxation. That's just a lot of things happening for your body at one time. That's really cool.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So yeah. You guys have to be really excited to as you're moving forward with your business.
Yeah, we are. And we have faith in this business. And every time you see somebody saying, oh, my God, I have this pain and I walk out of here without the pain, that's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Because you see that you're doing something that really benefits the people, so.
Yeah. How does it feel inside when you see somebody walk out and they came in, they were like, oh, God, this hurts and that hurts, and then they leave and they say, oh, I feel great, the pain's gone.
Yeah.
How's that feel to you?
Oh, I feel happy, like really happy. Like you're doing something that is helping people, and that's what my life has been always. Like I'm a physiotherapist, and I work in a hospital for many years, so my career has been helping people one or another way, right? So I love when something that I do is of great benefit for somebody. I love that feeling when you can help people. So SensaFloat is all that about. It's operated by the owners. So we are all into this, into the client, the benefit of the client, the good time of the client, the customer service. That's how it is, SensaFloat.
That's awesome. You guys are doing a great job out there.
Thank you very much. And well, we hope to see you here soon floating.
I will get call you back later on today and get something scheduled. So anyway, we need to give out the phone number so people can call and schedule their floats.
Sure. So you can make an appointment, call in at 604-536-9089, and you can also book online through our website, that is www.sensafloatspa.com, or if you have the Mind Body application on your cell phone, you can also look for SensaFloat Spa, and you can book online through this app.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, and thank you for having me.
It was quite the pleasure. I feel honored to have you on our show. So,
thank you, Michael.
All right, and I will call you later on to get my float scheduled, okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break here and be right back.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
In pain from head to toe.
I'm tired. I'm tired all the time. I feel like I have just many, many pills in me that make me tired all the time.
I don't think I have an outlet. I don't have anybody that I really talk to except the two girls. I very seldom share with anybody else.
I bounced around between lots of doctors, specialists, MRIs, x-rays. To be able to be diagnosed with it, it took about a year and a half to do that. And then finally in August 31st of 2004, I was confirmed with a case of fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia is a neuromuscular condition that's associated with an unexplained pain for the individuals. The pattern is usually chronic in nature.
Your nerves are just...
Anyway, so we're going to have a brief segment on fibromyalgia. And as you know, we just had Carolina on from Sense of Float. And she was talking about how floating can help fibromyalgia and the pain that goes along with it. I have an update here from our friend over at the Fibromyalgia Wellspring, Cheryl Young.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah,
especially since
busy.
I get to talk to all my good friends, right? Although I'm kind of missing Kelly. He's away in Cambodia right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really cool. He's doing Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's off and he'll come back with stories and everything, too.
Oh,
so it'll be
great.
Really cool.
Okay. Good.
So
yes.
You have some updates for us.
We are being very busy, as you know, getting the final figures put in and how many accommodations we need. So that's what we're working on next. Where we actually had a phenomenal donation of 15 cases from Star Marketing, and it's to do with healthy snacks. So we're really excited about that. That helps our snack program for our walkers and our participants. Moving forward, Nigel and I are working very closely with mayors and that now, and doing phone calls, doing the rundown on, you know, the last-minute details. Nigel's working with Holly, who's the Minister of Transportation, getting all the routes down pat so it's all, you know, hunky-dory so that they know we're coming. So, yeah, we're just, you know, just one step at a time, working hard and starting to see results, starting to see people coming on board. Our GoFundMe is up and running. Thank you, Michael. And Leah, who is also our media. We have two. We're very blessed with two people.
Yes.
So out there, and it had a little bit of a increase yesterday, so that's exciting. Just kind of doing it. I'm deciding to put a letter together and going door-to-door to all the businesses up on Fraser Highway coming up in the next couple of weeks. So that's going to be awesome, and just let them know we're coming, and do they know anyone with fibromyalgia or an invisible illness? So that's our plans moving forward. So any other questions I can help you with?
Oh, I'm just looking up to see. Oh, that didn't work. It's just one more step, right?
Yeah, just one more step. Yeah.
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 GoFundMe is being mean to me right now.
Oh, you know what else is exciting, Michael? As you know, Cheryl Corson has written a song for our trip, and I know you're working with her as well. So we're really waiting to hear that, and so should the viewers, because it's going to be a brand new song from a person that does have an invisible illness. So let's support our people. That's what we
yeah.
need to do.
So it looks like you're up to $150, and
yep.
it's moving along really nicely. You're getting a lot of shares and everything too, which is really cool, really important.
Very
important. So yeah, that's really, really good stuff.
Okay.
So you know what? We're going to see if we can tweet this out right now. Just hang on a second. No, it's not letting me in. Okay. Sometimes it's the radio station. It won't. I need a specific login to actually tweet it
mm-hmm.
straight from the radio station. So, so everything's moving along. I know I did get the latest route update.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And there'll be more. There in about 2 weeks, I'm going to have another route update with more people, because now that we're so close, like three and a half months and a bit, you know, it's not very far. People are starting to realize we're actually doing that. We're getting a lot of invites to shows and health shows. Nigel went and talked to the Kwantlen College. They're very excited, the health department,
mm-hmm.
at saying, hey, if students want to come and get a thesis on this, hey, put it out there. You know, it's an awesome thesis about that they can do. They could probably get a grant, you know, to help themselves to further their education. So that's something,
right.
too, that we out there, right? You know, UBC has students that need stuff. Well, hey, this is something else. My sister stepped up to the plate. She's an RN and a trainer of nursing, and she will be there at 8:30 on the May 24th to do our vitals to make sure that we're all healthy enough to walk. So there we go. So we're kind of covering all the bases. So.
Well.
That's kind of cool, right?
Wait, I thought you were an only child.
No, there's four of us. I have two brothers and a sister, so there's four of us, right?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I've only met you and your kids, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because you
yeah.
have two beautiful daughters.
Yeah, thank you very much. One in Australia
yeah.
and one right here where we do our Western Hoedown,
yeah.
which is coming in August on the 13th of August.
Oh, that was really fun last year.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
We're going to have some new entertainment for that day, too. So that's coming up. But we got lots to do before we even get there. So, but, you know, we have to plan.
We have walk, then hoedown, right?
Yeah. Walk
yeah.
comes first. Hoedown comes
yeah.
after. Another party, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Although we're supposed to have... our after party after the walk, too.
Yes, about a week after the walk, we're going to have a wrap-up party, because we figure, you know, one thing when you have something so exciting that you're looking forward to, after it's done, there's going to be a bit of a depression running around.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of that, we're going to actually do a wrap-up party, and people can share their experiences, and I think that's going to be a good break. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We used to do that sort of thing. I had an existence in theater also.
yeah.
And we used to do that in theater. We used
yeah.
to have a wrap-up party so that so everybody, like, left, you know, friendly, happy, and all that
yeah.
kind of stuff as the show ended, because it kind of gets depressing when, you know, the show. You
yeah.
were performing all that time, all the happy people coming through and everything, and then they stopped.
That's right. So we don't want this to stop. Because after that, we're going to be doing something probably in July. And then, well, you know, it's going to be our 10th anniversary for our foundation on July 26th. So we're going to do a little party then. And then, of course, then the hold down. So we're going to kind of keep it going because, you know, we're going to the village, right? So we don't want everyone to go, oh, flat, right?
Talk about the village a second. What's going to happen with the village?
Well, I guess that's how they're going to keep me working. Because after the walk to Banff, I mean, what can be bigger than that? I mean, come on. Seriously? And so our plans for a foundation is to have a community village that is all-inclusive. So once you're in as a resident, food, hydro, you know, gas, everything's covered. So your basic needs are covered. And for each person will be different for how much it's going to cost them to come in. And the foundation, of course, will cover the differences. And so our plan is to, in the township of Langley, unless something offer comes better, we will house about 300 people, and that includes their dogs and their cats, so that no one has to give their home loved ones away, which, you know. And so that is coming next, I guess. Depends how many people out there want to support something that will help people, that keep them off the street, help our disabled people, help families to stay together. So that's coming. That's coming, you know. And it's like, hey, yes.
Yeah, that's something that you just said, something that that most people don't realize, that a large number of the homeless population are disabled.
Yep, absolutely.
And the reason why is because, well, they couldn't keep their house because they couldn't keep the income up to keep their house.
Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with who you are. I was homeless. Six weeks I lived in a car. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, like, that's nothing compared to a lot of our other people. But that was a little bit different for me. And you know what? Lucky I'm positive and I didn't get it down. But, you know, I even went to, I had money to pay the rent, but I didn't have money for a down payment. And I went to the ministry and they refused me to even do that. So I had to live in a car till I could come up with a down payment. You know, like, absolutely, that's ridiculous. I mean, why are people no longer compassionate? Why do they not take individuals, each of them separately, instead of putting them all in one clump? You know, because each person's different, right?
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe that. So I'm sorry to have to tell you, my faith in the system is not high, and I think that most of your viewers feel the same way. So somebody has to step up and help people who are maybe not right now. Well, disability people were workers before. They're still workers, and they're valued. And I want them in my village because we can all work together as a team, community, and make a world difference for the individual. And, of course, the public will be able to be part of that as well because we're going to have special medical services, you know, the chiropractors and stuff, and make it affordable. So, so that's huge. Okay, when that time comes, the model's out there. We got everything covered. It's all in black and white. It's just money, right? So that'll come. But, yeah, the village is coming. I'm hoping within 2 years.
That's up on your website, too, right?
Yes, it should be. Yeah, it talks about the village and what we're doing. And we're just looking for an architect that will do a rendering of it, and because, you know, it's a foundation, we don't have a lot of money, as everyone knows, so, you know, we're just waiting for an artistic rendering, or on a computer, they can do this virtual thing, so I'll put that out there, too, but yeah, that's going to come, because I know with that walk, and with you there, people are going to hear our needs, and they're going to say, hey, I'm coming on board to help this foundation, so.
Well, that's what it's all about, is getting people knowing what's happening, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't know. They still don't know. I mean, here we're into 20 months of planning. I mean, you got to think, this isn't just happening overnight. And I told myself I put in 20 months of planning on this. So, you know, now we're really speeding up, and it's like, okay, fine, you know, we're doing this. So one step at a time, one day at a time.
Yep. That's why it's called Just One More Step, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and actually it says on here, Just One More Step to the Village. And I see where I went wrong with the URL. So if you go to gofundme.com/just1more step 2016, you'll find all the information on there. And I was actually able to, if you go to GoFundMe, you click on the search button, you put in Just One More Step, look for the purple video.
Good, yes.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I mean, thank you, Michael. It's wonderful. Great teamwork here.
Cheryl, you always have a great sense of humor.
Thank you. I keep things laughing. One
yeah,
thing we're
going to
do is
right.
laugh a lot on that walk. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to laugh our way all the way to Banff, right?
We're going to cry, too, but laughing is better, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if I had a choice between laughing and crying, yeah, laughing's up there.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Michael, for your time today, too. I mean, it's just we're all crazy, so, yeah.
Well, we got to stay crazy or else we wouldn't do what we do.
Exactly. We have to keep motivated.
Yep. I'm just a storyteller.
Yes, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Margo, all right. Have a good week. Everyone, have a great week. Thank you. Bye.
All right, talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Bye. So anyway, it's good to hear from Cheryl and hear what's going on with the Fiber Wellspring. So next week's guest is probably going to be a bit of a surprise. It might even be a surprise to me. Who knows? But anyway, we are working on getting a really awesome, really cool guest in. And of course, there's always going to be great topic matter, things like that. So I'm going to click back to the clip we were playing when we introduced Cheryl. I'm going to click back to that of and what it feels like to what fibromyalgia feels like is what it was about. Okay, so we're going to click back to that and we're going to leave you at that. So we will see you next week here on the NCRA networks and on CITR here at UBC. And have a great week. And for those of you who will be listening tomorrow on CFRO, I look forward to seeing you there. Okay, bye.
Just going haywire and they don't really know how to calm down themselves.
The individual will often be diagnosed based on 11 of 18 active trigger points over the body, usually in the major muscle groups of the body, so the arms, the legs, the back.
I have two daughters with fibromyalgia. I've never been diagnosed with it, but I think I've had it for about 30 years going by Mikey and Jenny's symptoms that they have.
Burning. It burns all the time. My legs, my body, I burn from the inside out. My core temperature is so hot all the time. I have two air conditioners in my house, and one of them is in my bedroom, and it never shuts off.
The way fibro affects me is that I have constant pain in my arms, my legs, my back. It causes restless leg syndrome in me. Most of the time, my feet and ankles hurt so bad that I can't stand it and have to put either cold or heat on, whichever one works at the time. I also take medication for all the pain all over my body.
I can get it in my hair, in my armpits, in my knees, legs, everywhere. And it just feels like creepy crawly bugs crawling all over, and you can't make that feeling stop. And then another symptom I get is IBS, which it makes it really hard to go to the bathroom, and usually very painful too. And usually I have a heating pad and a blanket in the bathroom with me when I go, because it's the warm makes it feel better.
They feel it's the result of overactive nerves, and so where a person becomes hypersensitive to various. I mean, sometimes it's just the bed sheets, sometimes it's temperature, sometimes it's walking up and down the stairs. And that becomes one of the challenges again for diagnosis. But secondary symptoms usually are fatigue, sometimes debilitating fatigue. We have issues where we have mental depression. We have issues around digestive issues.
I can't move my muscles, and it's because I'm tensing up so hard trying to get out of bed because this limb doesn't want to work, or my back is hurting so bad because of laying in one position all night. It kind of like Skull's like this and won't do this.
Fibromyalgia affects somewhere between 3 and 6 million Americans, and generally more women versus men. One of the biggest challenges of this condition is the effect on real lifestyles. Without question, it can be debilitating, and it can vary. That's probably the biggest thing, but it can be debilitating for the individual.
When I see my sister or my sister's friend mowing the lawn, I know that I could be out there doing that, but I don't know if I could handle the heat, because heat is a big thing with fibro. That triggers most of my fibromyalgia. So I don't know that I could stand the heat out there mowing the lawn, or even with the push mower, I know that I wouldn't be able to walk as far as the lawn to mow it.
People who have fibromyalgia require a lot of care and attention. They're in so much pain that sometimes they can't even walk. Mikey's already crawled to the bathroom when she couldn't stand up or walk.
In the middle of the night, when I cannot sleep, when everyone is sleeping in the house, I go to a 24-hour open store, and there are my friends. In the middle of me shopping, they come up and say, "I haven't seen you for a while. Where have you been?" It's been more of a, "I got sleep today." Or if I'm there all the time, it's, "You're not getting sleep today, are you?" No. I come home and it's daylight. My kids, I'm sending them to school. This is my hydrocortone. It's Norco. That's a Restorol. These are muscle relaxers. I need to function for my kids.
These are my medications. These are both Percocet, and I can take up to 8 a day. Tori, I have 2 of them. This is one, it's called Voltaren. This is a muscle relaxer. Who's willing to do that when you're on it?
And then Prilosec, good old Prilosec. Prilosec helps with the IBS.
So this is it. This is all I take for my fibro, the only thing. That's it. One more thing I forgot. I also have asthma. Pray to God a lot. He is my hope. He's my strength.
Crimes and Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
This is Jesse Laborde, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.